So Lauren, what are the maps used for and who creates them?
Yeah, so these maps mainly control building codes. Do you have to build a new house to be more fire resistant? And they're developed by CAL FIRE. And what CAL FIRE did was they looked at the landscape and they took into account the vegetation, the fire history, the topography, because steeper slopes are more dangerous for fire. And they designated three categories: very high fire risk, high fire risk, and moderate fire risk. And essentially, if you live in one of these zones, you have to have tougher building codes when you build a new home. So what your roof is made of, and you have to have defensible space, which means controlling the vegetation around your house.
And this was done all over the state of California?
All over the state, and the maps came out in 2007.
Okay. And they're used right now for developing mostly building codes and not for zoning.
That's right. Cities and counties handle the zoning part.
Okay. Was there anything that was learned during this last October fire disaster month that showed shortcomings in these fire maps?
Yeah. What we saw with the North Bay fires were really extreme weather conditions. And these maps don't really take into account some of the most extreme weather where the fire risk is a lot higher. So we may not see a true snapshot of the fire risk in the state. The other thing they don't really look at are the development patterns. I mean, we saw some very dense neighborhoods where the fire moved extremely quickly because it could jump from house to house. And these maps don't really take into account some of that density that could also affect the risk.
Especially combined, if you've got high winds and very close homes, the embers jumping from roof to roof.
Right.
So how frequently are these maps updated, and are the current ones considered relevant?
Yeah, so CAL FIRE is currently in the process of updating these maps, but a lot of people say they really do need updating, because the technology is much better now for mapping these types of things. One other area that some critics have pointed out is that these maps don't do a great job inside city boundaries. That actually has to do with the legislation that actually required these maps to be created. You know, in the state-controlled areas, I mentioned there are those three categories: very high, and moderate. But inside city boundaries, the maps are only required to show the very high fire risk. So it leaves out some of that granularity that might be important to show.
Any other big changes coming as a result of what they learned this October?
Well, CAL FIRE says, you know, clearly these fires point out that these maps need to be updated, that maybe more things need to be considered. They also say, you know, this is California. Even if you live outside of these fire zones, you're still at risk for fire. This is a state where we just have extreme fire risk. So they're saying this is something that they're looking at closely, and they're in the process of updating the maps now.
That's Lauren Sommer, KQED science reporter. Thanks so much.
Thanks.